Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse. That is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads as follows: I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I want to speak today on that topic. I can do all things through Christ. Amen. We have heard this scripture before. We've used this scripture before. I want to take the time to break it down, if I may. The first part of verse 13 states that I can do all things. The I means you, me, and everyone. We can all do all things. The scripture says all things. It does not say some things. It does not say a few things or no things at all. It says all things. So let's get that clear right off the bat. We as humans want everything that we do to be successful, right? I mean, think about it. Why would we try to do anything if we thought that it would not work? We constantly try on our own to accomplish many things. Sometimes we are successful and other times, well, not so much. We never think as to why some of the things that we try to do not work. When we do things with our own strength, then the chances of us not being successful increases. We also do not realize that the things that work in our lives are a gift from God, a true blessing, since we did not seek God before doing these things. Now, show of hands. How many people know that humans are not perfect? Raise your hand. Now, I'm going to have to take your word for it because this is audio. I can't see if you raise your hand or not, but you should have. Since this is true, it is so wonderful that anything that we do will work when using our own strength. We humans are not built for success on our own. Let me say that again. We humans are not built for success on our own. We have had divine intervention every now and again, making what we do successful. We should thank God with every success that we do have, because it was through His grace and only His grace that we succeeded. Let me bring up another point. We never consider that perhaps it was never meant to work in the first place. We do some things without asking God whether this is something that we should be doing. We just go along in life, making our decisions and doing things with our own strength and expecting success every time. This way of thinking is human nature. It is in our DNA. We can't do anything about that on our own. The second part of this scripture states the following: I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The key to this entire scripture has made itself known. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So, the reason why some things that we do fail is because Christ was not there to help us. The word strengthen means to make stronger, give strength to. God is waiting for us to ask for His help, His guidance, and His strength. Now, I want to read this scripture through the Amplified Bible, Philippians 4:13. Now, this is what the Amplified Bible says: I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in God's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence, peace. This brings up some questions. Do we ever seek God's opinion before we do anything? Do we see if what we are about to do lines up with the will of God? Do we ask God if our decision is His will for us? Did God call upon us to do this thing? And is what we are about to do a part of God's purpose in our lives? Maybe it is not meant for us to do. Excuse me. Another interesting part of the scripture is that I am self-sufficient in God's sufficiency. There is no way that a human being can be self-sufficient on his own. The word sufficiency is defined as the adequate provision or supply. Christ has an endless supply of whatever we need. When we are in Christ, then we are made self-sufficient and able to do all things through him. To do all things through Christ, we must humble ourselves. We must admit to God and ourselves that we need God to accomplish all things. We must put away our own foolish pride and the thought of doing things our way with our own strength. We must repent for doing things without his help or approval and ask God for his forgiveness and his help. Do we really do that though? Food for thought. We also must put our faith and trust in God. If we ask for God's help and do not have the faith to believe that he will help us, then we ask in vain. The same rules apply for trust. Most of our problems in life are due to our lack of faith and trust. Think about some of the things that have happened to you in your life, some of the decisions that you made, and how it turned out. We never trusted God or believed God enough to ask him for his help. And when it didn't go the way we had planned, we suffered. We suffer because we just didn't ask and we didn't trust. You see, saints, we must remember that God is worthy of our trust because he is perfect and we are not. I can't say that enough. He is perfect. We are not. So automatically, anything that God does is going to work versus something we do is not going to work. We must remember also that God loves us all and wants what is always best for us. No truer words were ever spoken. The love of God was proven in John 3:16 when he gave his only begotten son for us. That's the greatest kind of love there can ever be, to lay down your life for a friend. We must remember that God gives us the power and strength to do things. We don't have the power. There's no power in our hand. God has all the power and all the strength. Any strength that we even think we have came from God. Any power, and I do use the word small, P as in power, that we think we have, we got from God. We don't have any power at all. We're powerless. That's why we need God. We must remember that God has shown us mercy when we needed it. Now think about that for a second. There have been times in our life where we had problems or issues, or we lost a loved one, or things just didn't go right. We lost a job, or whatever life circumstances is. But God showed us mercy and we were able to get through these things because of God's love for us. He was always there for us. He always was, always is, and always will be there for us. That's why he's God. That's why we should be depending on him. We must remember that God extended his grace to us, which is why we have had success in life. Think about it, saints. We try to do things on our own. Sometimes it works. The reason it works is because God extended grace to us. He said, you know what? I realize that these people did not seek me, ask me for my help or anything. But you know what? I love them. So I'm going to go ahead and let it come to fruition. I'm going to let their plans be successful. God does give you the intent of your heart. And then he extends his grace. And that helps us succeed in life. We must remember always that God is able to do all things. Let me say that again. We must remember that God is able to do all things. We are limited. We are human beings. We're very limited in terms of what we can and can't do. Like I said just now, God has all the power. We don't. So God can do all things. There's no limitations. There's nothing he can't do. We put God in a box by trying to do things on our own and not allow him to do it. God thinks outside the box. In fact, God is the box. God is the box. Hallelujah. God can do all things. You can't limit God. Only thing that limits God is your thinking, our thinking. We always seem to forget that, you know what, I can do this. No, you can't. God is able to do all things. We can do nothing without God. But we keep trying day in, day in, and day out. And every time we try, we're telling God that, you know what, you don't have the power, we do. That's wrong, saints. That's not how it's written. That's not how it's supposed to be. God is able. Only God is able to do all things. I cannot emphasize that enough, saints. We have to remember that God is able to do all things and rely on that. It's okay to admit, you know what? I can't do this. I need God's help. It's okay to think that way, saints, because it's the truth. You know what God will say if you tell him, you know, Lord, I need your help because I can't do this. God will say, yeah, I know. I love you for asking me, and I'm here for you because I can do all things. I can do everything that you can't do and then some. I mean, we're talking about a God that created heaven and earth. We're talking about a God that created every single being on this planet. Hallelujah. There's no limitations in God except the limitations that we put on him through our own thinking. Amen. Lastly, saints, we must remember that we can do all things only through Christ that strengthens us. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this word. Father, we repent for all the times that we try to do things on our own or try to make things happen on our own. And we thank you that you extended us grace. We thank you that you didn't get angry with us, Lord. We thank you for your being merciful. But we repent, Father, and ask for forgiveness, Lord. For we did what we shouldn't have done. We should have trusted you. We should have relied on you. We should have had faith that you can get it done. But you are a God that can do everything, Lord. And we want to acknowledge that right here and right now. Father, we need you, Lord, because we cannot do anything without you. But Lord, you said in this word that we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us, provides for us, is there for us, who loves us. Father, I pray that this word will go forth throughout the land, Lord. Please touch many that hear it. May you be glorified in this word. Thank you for your correction, your guidance, and your will. Father, we love you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Saints, I want to thank you for your time. I will keep you guys in prayer. Please do the same for me. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. God bless you all.